Hello, everyone. My name is Anakin Meeker, and welcome to the Madhouse History Lesson. Today, we're going to be diving into different democracies throughout the years. Just fun little stuff. Because I've been studying, and I apologize if you can hear my stupid-ass, fucking retarded, completely illegal immigrant neighbors upstairs, and boy, do I mean it. They were eating cats and dogs out front. It's crazy. And they don't speak a lick of English besides their son, who translates for all of them. And just icing on the cake is every goddamn time that I fucking come home, they are the little Mexican lady. And I swear it's always the Mexican ladies that love to do this shit. They love to do just aerobics. It's always aerobics with them. It's always white girls, they like to try and get their ass popping, doing nothing but squats, and Mexican ladies, they like to do aerobics and shit. So if you hear them doing fucking aerobics and shit, and maybe they'll hear me complaining downstairs, that's why. But for now, we're going to talk about Philip II and other republics throughout American history, or not American history, but throughout history, and just a pattern that I'm noticing. So I was listening to various what would it be, accounts, like histories, just studying ancient democracies and kind of what America's based off of, and I don't know, I've just been going hard on the history lately, and this thing that I noticed is there seems to be a common theme with why empires fall. Just a common theme, not empires, I mean like republics and democracies, and the pattern that I noticed that happens is, maybe I can lay it out for you right now. So Philip II, he was the king of Macedonia, I believe, and that is neighbors to the original democracy or republic or whatever the hell you want to call it of Greece. That, you know, that Greece, not the one now where you have some fucking closeted gay guy doing a bunch of dance for cars, and then he wins the chick or whatever while his eyebrows are all done up and stuff like that in a fake leather jacket, which, by the way, the leather jackets, they got popularized by a gay biker dude who wanted everybody to, you know, dress gay like him. And, you know, what was that guy's name? It was Sylvester Stallone or something, right? Like somebody, one of those mediocre actors from Beyond My Time. And no, it was John Travolta, Scientologist. Everybody knows him. Everybody loves him. But Greece, and but the democracy of Greece, with all those great philosophers and everything, they were pretty goddamn incredible. They had the Athenians, who were quite intelligent, pretty goddamn good warriors. And then you have the Spartans, which everybody knows, also gay, allegedly. They would have sex with each other before battles because you would fight harder for the people that you love. And, you know, I don't know. But it's just gay. And that's fine. You're allowed to be gay. You're allowed to be gay, especially if you're a badass warrior like the Spartans. You're allowed, and that's fine, you can do that if you really want to have crazy butt sex with your hot, you had nothing else to do in the woods when you were like 13 or whatever, when they threw you out and told you to survive, so you gotta make do somehow, and that's what country boys do, they make do. And that's exactly what Spartans were. And they were country boys making do. And they were just out there having butt sex right before they That's just the scene of 300 that they left out right before Xerxes, and Lord knows Leonidas wanted to hook up with Xerxes, but he couldn't kneel. He was a top. But enough about these fucking faggoty gay ass Spartans. The point is that they were very capable. They were very capable and very ahead of their goddamn time. And their democracy seems to be solid. Besides one thing. And that was Philip II, who figured out that if he were to what he did, one, he had a hell of an army. He had a hell of an army, I believe, full of mercenaries and then his own Macedonian warriors. That one I'm very fuzzy on, so that one might be wrong. But what he did and the way that he was able to conquer the Greeks and take them over is by weakening their government. And he realized that all these different states of Greece, they could be bought out, or a deal could be made with them where they would, you know, like owe him a favor or owe him some troops or stuff like that and make do. And I believe he started pitting them against each other via these deals and, you know, getting their different interest in, until he shows up with his Maserati of an army and just wipes them the fuck out. He takes over, and Macedonia brings down the wonderful Greek democracy that we know and love. And how'd he do it? He bought out the politicians. He bought them out. He bought them out, and there was another factor. There was another factor that a common theme that I'm seeing throughout all of history is don't screw the fucking veterans. Don't screw the veterans. Don't fuck them over. Do not fuck them over. Because as soon as you start fucking over the veterans and then the citizens, the people don't take too kindly to that, and they often revolt, or they just won't fucking fight. They just refuse because they see what happened. How you treat the people that fight for you. And so both of those things, when I learned them, just made me go, What does that sound familiar? There's something happening, huh? There's something. I can't quite put my finger on it, but that certainly sounds familiar. There's something. Just a little deja vu when I heard that King Philip II of Macedonia should have been called Philip the Great. He was able to weaken and take over the first democracy by paying and bribing and pitting the politicians against one another. And it just makes me go, It sounds a little familiar, you know. It just seems, you know. I can't, you know. But that's neither here nor there, because what followed was only Alexander the fucking Great, who took over everything. Killed mercilessly. He didn't give a fuck. He thought. Oh, by the way, Philip II, how'd it turn out for him? Well, his whore of a wife had sex with Zeus, according to legend. He got cucked and watched through the fucking keyhole as Alexander the Great was conceived by one of her giant snakes. And yes, she kept big snakes. And she fucked one of them. Said it was Zeus. Philip II loses an eye because he was supposed to not watch. Even in those times, you weren't supposed to be cucked. But if you were, then you would lose a fucking eye for it. And he did. He lost an eye. And the kid that was born out of that... Well, I don't... Admittedly, I don't remember if he did it or not, but... he certainly did not like his father as a result of his manipulator mother. And, you know... Philip II got fucking killed. He got stabbed in front of everybody. He got killed. And what was next? What was next for the great democracy of Greece? They got fucking overran by Alexander the Great, who just took over everything. And so it just makes me go, when I hear things like that, like, How did it all start? I don't know. Maybe politicians were being fucking paid off! But maybe I'm overreacting. You know, that's just one instance. And that was so long ago, right? That was so long ago. That it could never happen now! It was over 4,000 years. It was like, what was it? Like 2,000, couple hundred, 2,000, 2,000 years of change. It could never happen again, right? Never happen. And then there's this little place that you might have heard of called Rome. Rome. You know Rome. You know, everybody knows Rome, right? You know Rome? The Colosseum? The People's Republic of Rome. Last 500 years. Something like that. Well, I wonder what happened to them. Because they became an empire. They had an emperor. That's pretty interesting, right? What happened? I can't imagine. Well, most powerful, the Republic. Again, there's just certain things that just make you go, or me at least when I listen to these history lessons, and there was, damn it, I'm blanking on the name, but there were a couple generals, that had to open the door for the fall of the People's Republic. And I believe it came right after a slave revolt, the third war that I'm blanking on the name. Pretty much what happened here with Rome was very similar to, I mean, what happened with the Greeks and Philip II. It's like you had this solid democracy, solid republic that everybody would vote, everybody was very... very stringent on the rules. They believed in the shit. But then the people in charge, somewhere along the line and towards the end, they started fucking over the veterans. Can you believe it? And the way that they fucked them was they were like, we need you to go fight. We need you warriors to go fight the people that only make this fucking possible. The people that, if you weren't here, we would not be in charge at all, frankly. But they go, you go out and fight, we'll take care of your land, just give it to us, and we'll give back everything that we owe you. And the veterans would go fight, and they would come back. And they would be the great Senate of Rome or whatever. I think it's the Senate. They would just take their time paying them. They would take their time. Let the veterans starve. you know, just kind of like something similar. Can't quite put my finger on it. Something that might be happening. You know, it just makes you go, Where you get all these veterans that are losing their fucking mind, shooting themselves in the goddamn head. Couple thousand years later. And they can't afford to fucking eat. No compensation for what they have done. No more salutes. Nobody fucking... Nobody looking their way and saying thank you. Because there's a lie that... There's this thing going around that the wars that they fought in were illegitimate. And they know that too. And it's all these factors. It's like, for what? And, you know, you just might pull out of a Middle Eastern fucking country and leave half our fucking artillery there. You know, just these fun little things where the people that served, they come back and they're just fucked. Just little things like that. It's what the Republic was doing back in the day. They were doing that. And then the other thing is, what was it? Oh, yeah. They were making deals with each other. The people in charge, they were just making these fun little deals and, you know, paying each other off and bribing each other. Lots of bribery. You look the other way, I'm going to do this, and we're both going to benefit and become a little bit more powerful. And a little bit more powerful. So it's like you keep fucking the veterans, you keep fucking the mercenaries, you keep fucking the people that make this possible. And the people, they just kind of let it go, because what are they supposed to do, right? What's an AK going to do against an Apache helicopter? And it's like, you know, every time I hear that, it's like, oh, the politicians are getting paid. Politicians are getting paid off by everybody. They're making deals with fucking everybody but their own citizens. They're fucking the citizens, and then they're doing what to the veterans? They're not paying them, and they're fucking them over. And wait, hold on. To add insult to injury with the Rome thing, you're telling me that the military generals of the Republic are the ones that take all the fucking power? They're doing that, and there's this little thing called the military-industrial complex that makes all the rules? It just makes me scratch my head. It's like, how does this keep fucking happening? What the fuck? It's like, but we don't, I mean, it was pretty bad for everybody that wasn't Alexander the Great, right? But Rome was fine. They lasted a little while longer. Their republic was fine, right? Everybody loves the next guy. So you're telling me that Philip II does what he does. He buys off all the Greek politicians, overthrows them with military force, fucks over the veterans, and then he's stabbed to death. And then little guy, he was just a tiny blip in history. Nobody really knows his name. His name's Julius Caesar. And this fella, the military guy, like Philip, and he does what? He goes ahead and pays off all the politicians and fucks over the veterans. He does that, and then, you know, what happened to him, right? The Ides of March. Does that sound familiar? Et tu, Brute! Stabby, stabby! He got fucked. He got fucked over. And what happened? He was emperor for life. Short reign, but Emperor for life, and it's like, and then what followed after that? What followed after him? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a guy, his nephew, I believe. His nephew reigned in the shadows. There was a guy that was in charge in the fucking shadows of Rome. One of the greatest republics. One of the most powerful empires. One of the strongest. Nobody would fuck with them. Nobody could fuck with them. He just fucked everybody. You try and mess with Rome, especially during this time, it's a death sentence. Because that's just how powerful the military was. And it's like, the guy after Julius Caesar, I think his name was Octavian Caesar, maybe. But it was definitely the guy after Julius Caesar. And what did he do? Hold on. So you're telling me that this guy, there was the most powerful military leader comes up in the ranks, does all that, rules, and then he is so good. He's so good at ruling from the shadows, maybe a ancient, I don't know. What would you call that? It's almost like there's a state, and then there's a guy that's one level deeper. It's like I don't know. I can't. I'll let you fill in that blank. But there's a state, and it's deeper. It's a deeper thing than the state. Have a control over the whole fucking military that can mess up anybody. And the kicker about that one is the people of the Republic. this is a good one. And this is enough to make you just go, I don't know what's happening right now. The people of the Republic apparently didn't know for 200 years. It took them 200 fucking years before they realized that it wasn't a republic. It took them 200 goddamn years. That's ridiculous. None of that could happen now. Our politicians are fine. They're not going to get paid off. it's not like there's this thing called fucking lobbyists or anything. Or pharma companies, or you know, BlackRock or anything, or a military industrial complex. It's not, we don't have any of that. And even if there were, it's not like there's this, you know, it's not like there's anybody in the shadows that's pulling the strings very clearly on an old dementia ridden man that can't even fucking use his head. And then he steps down, where's he at? And it's all these fun little things that just, you read a history book, maybe if one goddamn person in this fucking 50 states would read a fucking history book on these, you know, these republics and democracies that have came and gone throughout the years, you would just, it's just enough to make you go, So I don't know. That's my history lesson. I appreciate you listening. And maybe you'll go, And I didn't even bring up the Communist Party. Where they're like, we're gonna... That's for another day. In the next episode of Meeker Madhouse History, we'll tackle the Communist Party. And just a little preview into what that's gonna be like. We're gonna go over why... A loan from the government, a promise from the government on houses that they own, a promise that they will pay for that house, and they'll give you the house if you just give them power. They'll give you their land if you just give them power. they'll take away your farmland and they'll give it back to you. Just food for everybody. Everybody can eat. Just rely on the power. Why that doesn't work too well. But that's for another episode. $25,000 to buy a fucking house. That was crazy to listen to. It's like, you just got to give me power and I'll give you a house. But you have to trust that I'll give you power. Get the fuck out of here, you dumb wench. Get the fuck out of here. They're eating the cats and dogs, man. They're eating the fucking cats and dogs. And we're going to be doing that shit too here in a little bit. It's all going to hell in a handbasket. It's my new favorite saying. I love that shit. Because it's so fucking true. It's all going to hell in a handbasket. It's going to fucking hell in a handbasket, goddammit. But anyway, I digress. That's enough of me for today. Thank you everybody so much for listening. If you did enjoy that, I ask that I don't need anything else. I don't need any of this other goddamn shit. You don't have to like, you want to subscribe. Just share it. Just share it with somebody. That's it. Just share a link with somebody. That's it. If you enjoyed this podcast, we'll never grow without your help. So, thank you for listening. It's okay if you don't. And I will see you in the next one. Goodbye!